This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado Democrats in the U.S. House argued yesterday that President Donald Trump should be impeached for his role in inciting last week's violence at the U.S. Capitol. CPR's Caitlin Kim was at the impeachment debate.
Democrat Joe Neguse also argued that it was about living up to constitutional responsibility. He said he hoped that Americans watching understand that those supporting impeachment are doing so out of love for country. And another Democrat, Jason Crow, talked about how some of his colleagues were afraid of the consequences of an impeachment vote, but he urged them to show some courage.
CPR's Caitlin Kim. Colorado's Republican members of Congress all voted against impeachment. Colorado universities have announced plans for resuming on-campus classes in the ongoing pandemic. CPR's Paolo Gialcita has more.
University of Colorado Boulder will resume some in-person courses February 15th and allow on-campus residents to move back into dorms a week before campus reopens. The spring semester will start Thursday. In December, CU officials said the new semester will be completely remote for at least the first month due to a high local coronavirus infection rate. In Greeley, the University of Northern Colorado says it plans to hold an in-person commencement in May and will offer a full schedule of in-person classes in the fall semester, the first Colorado university to make that promise. I'm Paolo Gialcita, CPR News.
The Colorado Avalanche began their new hockey season with a loss to St. Louis. It was 4-1 in Denver last night. The Avs host the Blues again tomorrow. Fans are not allowed at Ball Arena to start the season. Windy weather along the Front Range again today and cooler temperatures too. This is CPR News.